welcome to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. I'm your host, Montel B. I'm a millennial success coach, digital content creator, and full-time dreamer. My mission is to help ambitious visionaries like you unlock the code to life success. Join me as I take you through my journey of self-mastery, the lessons, the successes, the failures. This is going to be your space to call in your desires, transform your reality, and reclaim your power. Let's dive in. Hey queens, welcome to the Self Mastery Journey. My name is Montel B, and in today's topic, we are discussing how to pick yourself back up when you feel like you have hit rock bottom. So regardless of what stage in your life you're at right now, what age you are, what situation you're in, what country you're in, I can imagine that there's been a point in your life where you feel like you have hit the lowest of the low. It may not be absolute rock bottom, but I'm pretty sure you've had some lows in your life when things have not gone your way, or you've been in certain situations where you just feel like, how am I going to get back out of this one? I've personally been there many of times, and many of those times I've shared with you throughout my journey, my story. You know, there's been some times in my life where I thought, how do I get out of this one? And if you haven't watched this video sharing my story and the time I almost went to jail, then definitely watch that, because that was definitely one of those times where I was thinking, what do I do? How do I get out of this one? I've just got out of a toxic relationship, now nearly going to jail because of this relationship. That was rock bottom for me. I was thinking, my life is over. How do I get out of this one? I felt like everyone hated me. I felt like I was just an absolute failure at that point. And that was a time that was so testing for me. And what I realized is, when you do get to a place where you feel like you are at the absolute rock bottom, that is where you tend to learn the most about yourself in a condensed amount of time. It's like going through an awakening. You may personally know what it's like to go through a spiritual awakening. Maybe you've experienced that. And if you have, you know the feeling. You know it's like two polar opposites. It's like going through the worst experiences in your life, life just completely turning upside down, just throwing you around, and you just know that it feels horrible. But then on the other side, you just know the strength and the positive aspect of the experiences that you're going through. Even though it feels horrible in the time, you're still aware of the lessons and the other side. You can just see the other side coming through, but it's a polar opposite kind of feeling. It's like the worst feeling, yet the best feeling. And that's honestly what it feels like to be at rock bottom. You are going to learn so much about yourself, so much about how you operate as a human being. You're going to learn so much about what your values are, what means something to you, and just how resilient you are as well. Because what happens when you're in a place of rock bottom is you're going to go through the emotions. So do not disregard how you feel at that time, because it is shitty and you are going to feel shit, but you have to allow yourself to feel the emotions. And then it's almost like a switch. Once you get to the point where you've given yourself the chance to feel into the emotions and you've thrown yourself a hissy fit and you've done all of that and you've cried your eyes out and all of that, once you've got that out of your system, and I'm not saying it happens quick, this could take you a couple of days to a couple of years for you to get it out of your system, but once the emotion is gone, it's like something just comes over you to want different, and it's just like you get sick of your own shit, basically. You get sick of feeling sorry for yourself, you get sick of being stuck in the same situation or position, and then that's where you really start to see the strength and the resilience come through. And like I say, it's just going to teach you so many different lessons about yourself that you would not have known was there unless you got to this low point in your life. So when you do get to this point, what you're going to learn is what truly is important to you in life. So you're going to want to get rid of all of the fluff, everything that's unnecessary. And once you're at rock bottom, you really start to get a deeper sense of what truly matters to you and what you want to take with you moving forward. And what I personally realized within that point of my life of being at the rock bottom and almost losing my freedom is that what is really important to me is my family. And if you know about my story, you know about my upbringing and how I wasn't really close with my family, and I really prided myself on being independent and distancing myself from people, especially my family. But being in a situation where I was almost going to lose my freedom, I just realized that the only people around me really was my family, and that I needed to cherish them. So that's one thing I definitely realized when I hit this place of rock bottom. the people around me was my family, and it just taught me a huge lesson of what I actually value, because the thought of not having my family around me at that point was a scary thought. So hitting rock bottom or being in a super low place is going to show you what truly matters to you. And trust me, when you finally elevate from the place of being at rock bottom and you get yourself back onto your feet and you start progressing again, you're going to want to hold tight to the discoveries that you had at rock bottom. So what you call values are, the strength that you had, the power, the resilience, all of these qualities you're gonna hold on to, and you're gonna continue to use them throughout the rest of your life. And this is what strengthens you as a person. It really does strengthen your character. So I always feel like the people who have had a really low point in the life, they are some of the strongest people, because they've been to the other side. They've seen what it's like to be in a place where you feel like you're at the lowest point, to then finally get to a point where you're back on your feet and you're elevating in life. You just hold a different gratitude, and it just holds a different weight on your character. So I honestly feel like being at rock bottom is not a bad place to be. I know it feels like it in the time, and you feel so hopeless, and what do I do, and there's so many emotions, but just know that is not the worst point, because the only way to go from rock bottom is up. So any progress you make is going to be a step up. Everything is going on an uphill trajectory. I can never say that word. Everything you do from that point is going on an uphill trajectory. So it's not the best place to be, but it's absolutely not the worst place to be. So I just wanted to give you a bit of inspiration and encouragement. If you feel like you are at a place of rock bottom, just take the lessons from it. You're going to learn so much. Just be open to accepting this season in your life and to accepting that life is a bitch. It's not always going to go your way, but be there for the lessons. Be present in every single moment of the journey. Take all of them lessons, because once you do get out of that rock bottom place, once you do see better opportunities in your life, you're going to want to hold on to all of the strength, the resilience, the power that you gained through being at rock bottom. Because I'll tell you now, anyone who's had a smooth sailing life, they are not going to have the same qualities. They're not going to have that resilience, the strength, the bounce back, because they haven't been through anything in order to test themselves like that. But by you being at a low point in your life, you're able to test yourself. You're able to learn more about yourself. You're able to grow. You're able to build that resilience, that independence. And they are the character traits that you want in life. They're what are going to move you forward. They're what are going to help you better your life and excel in life. So take it from me, I have also been there. If you do want to speak to me personally, feel free to drop me an email. I'd love to support you in any way as possible. Make sure you head down to the description to find out about all my programs, courses, masterclasses, and other videos that you may want to watch as well. If you are listening on the podcast, give this a review on iTunes. I would really appreciate it. And if you are watching on YouTube, then make sure you give this a thumbs up. If you're not yet subscribed, make sure you do. Can't wait to see you in the next one. That is it for this one. Have an amazing rest of your day. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you was vibing with this episode, be sure to screenshot this screen and tag me over on Instagram, and I will also share. You can find me over on Instagram at Montel B, and you can also find me on YouTube at Montel B as well. So if you want more goodness like this, then I do have a link in the show notes which will give you access to my email list. That's where I share exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and you'll be the first to know about any upcoming trainings. I would really appreciate if you went ahead and rated this podcast. I am brand new, so every rating counts. You can leave me a rating over on Anchor or Spotify. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one.